Hello.
Is this Mark Listen?
This is Mark, yes.
Hey Mark, this is Sam Jones from The Orbit Designer. How are you?
Hey Sam, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm okay, and I'm so sorry about that. Actually, the Peter is not available at the moment. Actually, his mother was not feeling well since 2 days, so he is in hospital with his mother. That's why.
Okay, so I'm having a hard time hearing you, Sam. I'm not sure what you just said.
Do you hear me now?
Yes, that's better.
Right, so I'm saying that I'm sorry about that. Actually, the Peter is not available since 2 days. Actually, his mother was not feeling well since 2 days, so he's in hospital with his mother.
Oh, okay, his mother's in the hospital, okay.
Yes, that's why. So I can help you with, so I can assist you further so we can get this done as soon as we can.
Yes, I'd like that if we could.
Yes.
I just need to go over some things.
Yes, please go ahead. Do you have the website link?
Yeah, I've got it up, and I had given some instructions via a Word document and I think a follow-up email that hopefully you guys received, although I'm trying to find all of this correspondence. It's the app I'm using is very difficult to deal with. But anyway, so yeah, I sent a Word document with the about us. I think all of that made it to the web page. But there were some other things on there that I just wanted to get corrected. Are you looking at the web page at this point?
All right, let's do one thing. Right, let's make it simple for you and for me as well. I'm on your website right now, so let's talk about the step-by-step on the homepage, then about us, then our clear page, and so on and so on. So let's start from the homepage, and the first section is banner. So do you want to make any changes on the banner? Because on the banner, it seems like a dummy text there. So what we have to do, do we need to remove this dummy text or what?
Yeah, so on the what I had mentioned to Peter was on the home page, there's the wording Tron Football Letterman Club, and then there's some Latin up under that. All of that can be removed, and really you can take the buttons off there, donate, fund, and learn more. Those can be removed. And
one thing, let me do it right away for you, okay, if you give me a chance. So
sure.
Let me open the side backhand, right? So let me do right away how much I can do it, and the rest of the things we will do it further later on. So on the home page, it has a heading like Football Letterman Club. Do you want to keep this heading or you want to remove this heading?
The heading's fine. Just the Latin up under that, the subtitle or whatever it's called, you can remove that Latin.
Okay, and what about the buttons?
Yeah, you can just take those off. The donate fund and learn more, you can just remove those.
Okay. And underneath, you see that there is a four placeholder there, fundraising campaign, peace and human rights. What about that?
Yeah, everything below that banner can be taken off.
These four placeholder I'm talking about?
What's that now?
I'm saying under the banner having these four placeholder like fundraising, peace and human rights, life care logo.
Yeah, all of that can be removed.
Okay, are you sure about that? I'm doing it right away actually.
Yeah, I'm positive. It's not essential for us.
Okay. Let me do it. Okay, underneath having a get involved now, make a difference today. What about these three boxes?
The three boxes make a difference? Yeah, all of that can be. Yeah, all of this was like template stuff. I don't need any of that. Literally everything below the banners can be taken off.
Everything. Then what would be there then?
Everything. Everything. Everything under the banner, under those scrolling photos, everything can be taken off. We don't need any of that.
Okay, so under the manager's introduction of us as well, our work promise to uphold the trust, this thing as well.
Yeah, look, I mean, understand, please, we didn't ask for any of those things. I think they're just template things. We don't need any of it.
Okay, no problem. Let me remove that, right? And instead of these things, would you like to add any other thing? As well,
No, the
or
well, I mean, on the homepage, what we need here is the pictures or the photograph, the banner pictures that are scrolling every few seconds. I sent Peter some pictures, some images that can replace what's in there now.
Let me go to the Peter's chat and see the images. Did you send it over the teamwork?
Let's see. What did I do?
If it's possible, if you don't mind, right, can you re-forward me that you forwarded to me those pictures that you're talking about right away on the teamwork so I can get it?
Yeah, they're on the teamwork page under files.
Under files, here
Yeah, and so I can just tell you which ones I'm looking for there to just that you can just put in that banner, that scrolling banner.
is.
All right, so the only listing under R, right rear one.
Right rear one, okay.
The only listing under P, plaque.
Black, okay.
Under L, there's going to be looking over the field two. There's going to be left side under the sun. Then there's going to be under I into the sun.
Okay.
And under F, front right.
Okay. These all 1, 2, 3. It's the six pictures, and these six pictures you want on the banner, right?
Yeah, that can just be the scrolling banner, right?
Your point. Gotcha, right? And under the banner, again, I'm confirming, under the banner, the rest of the things we need to be removed, right?
Yeah, you could just remove all of that.
I'm writing down this point, right? And
Sure.
only we need to keep the banner and to use these images in the banners and remove all these sections under the banners till footer. Okay.
Okay.
Right, so the
Okay,
home.
and then go ahead.
So I will remove all the things, so the banner and footer should be there on the home page, right? Footer like
Right.
right, got your point. Okay, so let's move to the About Us page.
Okay, so just let me just make sure you're clear on the homepage now that you're going to take off the text, that Latin writing that's under Strawn Football Letterman Club, you're just going to take that off, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then the only other thing is there's this little image up there that says your logo here. And so what we wanted to do was to put the S, what we call the S Tigers logo, which again is back under the teamwork page. And it's logo GIF. Well, let me see. Is that right? Yeah, I think it's logo GIF. I don't know if you can convert that to something else or.
Let me see. Let me open it and let's see. So this logo you want to use?
Yeah, it should just be an S, the letter S with the word Tigers in front of it.
Use this logo. Okay, I'm just give me one moment. Let me get this up. Give me 1 second. Done, but I have removed those things. And one more thing, the home page, right? We need to use that logo that you're talking about, right? I have downloaded that logo, and under the main heading, we need to remove the buttons and subtitles, right? And under the banners, we need to remove all the things till footer. And we need to use 6 picture that you just mentioned to me on the banner. That's it, right?
That's fine. That's correct.
Let's move to the About Us page now.
Okay. On About Us, I mean, there's just a misspelling there. Bricks is misspelled under the About Us.
Great.
And in fact, what you could do, here's what I'd say, is just take off the text that says we offer engraved clay and granite bricks. Just remove that and replace it with that short, brief little paragraph there on the right, immediately to the right of that.
So you're saying that whatever in the right-hand side, you need that paragraph there only, and we need to remove this.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You can, make it a larger font, you know, it's fine. And something that will fit in the space that's easy to read.
Okay. Underneath having these 1, 2, 3, non-profit for education, hospitality, what about that?
All of that can be removed. We don't need any of that information. Everything from there down can be removed.
Okay, can you refresh your About Us page?
Yep, I did. And yeah, so almost there. So if you'll, again, just take off that we offer in granite clay and granite bricks. Just remove that and replace it with, it looks like there's like 2 text boxes. One that's got the we offer engraved clay and granite, and then you've got the other text box with, you know, that whole area right there can be filled with just one text box with a larger font that would cover up most of that space. Does that make sense?
All right. Can you refresh your page?
Yep, that's it right there. And then, again, what I'll say is on every one of, well, on the About Us page, please use, because that also has a scroll banner, I guess. Just use the photos that we spoke about for the background there for that scrolling banner.
Actually, we're breaking up. On the About Us page, we have, can you refresh so you can see the changes that we have removed all the things? That's fine.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it looks good.
So what you're talking about at the moment, about the banner?
Yeah, so the banner there, if you could just, I don't know if that's a scrolling banner or not. Does that scroll?
It's not.
Okay, all right. So then, is this something that I'll have access to later on that I can manipulate and change some of the pictures?
Of course you can. So what I can do on the About Us page, I can give the scrolling banner so you can and use the same pictures there.
Yeah, that'll be fine. That'll work.
on about us, page, use same homepage banner. Great. Okay, let's move to the Audacity break page.
Okay. All right. I mean, what I'll need to do here is get some more photos. I like the idea of having those featured products there, so I just need to get some more photos. So I'll need to take care of that, but that's not urgent. I can get that fixed myself.
So these are the products. So right now the headings there is feature products. So would you like to use the same heading, or what heading do you want to see?
Yeah, I mean, this looks fine right here. I mean, it's still that button, that order bricks button is still fine. So the only thing that I would change here is, you know, just put that scrolling banner on there. I guess what it is, I'm just thinking out loud here, maybe what we do is replace the words order clay bricks, because that's not, you can't click that and be linked to the order form. So I would just simply change the text both in the heading and everywhere, and just pick out order clay bricks and say, let me see. I tell you what, take out the word order. That's the main thing to do. Take out the word order on both the banner and then the text that's kind of repeating at the top where that hairline is. Just take
you
out the word
breaking
order
up.
And just let it
I cannot hear you. Hello, I cannot hear you. You're still breaking up.
Is that any better?
Not. Your voice is so bubble. Hello?
Can you hear me?
No, it's still not.
Hello?
Yes, now it's better.
Okay, all right. I'm not sure what's going on. But just what I'd like to do is take out the word order and just let it read clay bricks.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll get some additional photographs. I like the option of having some featured products there, and we can just. I'll have to get those photos, so I'll take care of that.
Okay, no problem. And order granite bricks. What about this?
Order granite bricks. Yeah, just take out the word again. Just take out the word order. Take out the word order. That'll be good. Okay.
Okay, right. So again, there is same. So feature product is here and the image is here. So what about that, right?
Yeah, that's looking a lot better. Again, just on that banner on where the photograph is, take out the word order there as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's removed.
Okay. Yep, and then the same thing on the clay bricks.
Done.
Page.
It's done.
Yep, there you go. Got it. Okay. On the FAQs page, again, the scrolling banner with the photos I sent. And then this looks good. Then what I would say is everything below that last drop-down box with the FAQs, I just take out that picture of the whatever that window or doorway is. Just take out everything there.
One second, I'm just writing down the points. Yeah. So what did you mention for the about it FAQ page?
The FAQ, it looks really good. There's some, you know, all that Latin, those subtitles there, subheadings, you can take that out. And then that photo of the brick wall, that can be removed, as well as the questions and answers section that's down near the bottom.
So you are saying under the FAQ, having a two section, one says right hand side and once it's left hand side. So we need to keep that underneath having a benefits of what we do. We need to remove that, right?
Benefits and what we do, that needs to be removed. Everything kind of on that level needs to be removed.
And what about the FAQs? Here's the questions there and the form, right hand side having a form and left hand side having a questions. What we need to
Yes, that's perfect. That's perfect. That looks really good.
Okay, it's done now. And under the heading, frequently asked question, having a dummy text there. What do we have to do? We need to remove that?
Say that one more time.
Under the heading of FAQ, having a dummy text there.
That in that banner, that looks good. You capitalized it. That looks good.
Right, but under the banner, you see the heading, frequently asked questions?
Frequently asked questions, right?
Right, underneath having a dummy text.
Say that one more time. I'm not quite understanding.
I'm saying under the heading having a dummy text there, dummy content there, right? So did you see that? Did you see any content?
Yeah, I mean the content is any questions, frequently asked questions. Yep, and then you just got some Latin there that needs to be taken off. On both sides of the screen, but yeah, I mean everything looks right there.
Okay, and you want to use the same email, sflc1974@yahoo.com?
I do, yes.
Now it's done. Please check it out.
Okay. Yep, that looks perfect. That's great.
And photos, what
about
the page?
Photos, I'll get back to you on that one. We'll do some stuff there. I can leave that as is for the time being.
What about the contact us page?
Contact us, looks fine. No reason to change any of that. That's good. I mean, the map and all of that, I'd like to, I can, is that something I can go in and do and give a physical address that we can
of course
have the
can.
Map zoom in on?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You can.
What all about right, so I'll add that later.
Social media links.
Say that again.
What about the social media links?
Social media links. The only thing that we'll maintain probably is Facebook.
You want only just Facebook there, right?
Yeah, just Facebook.
Do you have the Facebook link?
I'll have to send it. I don't have it right now.
Okay. So on the order break page now.
Yeah. So this is where we need to spend some time. So again, as far as the engraved clay and the granite bricks, I'll provide updated pictures for that. I do want the text to say, instead of saying donate now and donation, I'd say on the banner, just let that read order page.
Instead of the where's that? Donate now. What would we say?
So instead of the little buttons up under the photos that read donate now, just say order here.
Same goes to other one?
Yeah, both of them. Instead of donate now, it just seems to say order here.
It's done.
Okay. And then the word donation in the banner just needs to read order page.
Well, once somebody will click on the donate order here, so what happened next?
Okay, so order here. So let's click that. All right, so this is where... All right, so the price tag there is going to be $50.00.
Okay, this is a product now.
Right. And I'll have the picture there, or a picture. But the real key here is going to be the information that they provide. So on the files page, I sent two
in
documents. One is
enclave clay.
What's that?
Enclave clay. What was the price for the enclave clay?
$50. $50.00.
And what about the another one, which is granite brick?
The granite is $500.
$500. Updated now.
Okay, great. Okay, now the so here's where it might get a little tricky. So where it says describe about donation, what you want to put in here is you just want to say enter text.
Yeah, well,
and you'll need to say that on both.
Enter text? What do you mean?
Yeah. Just the words enter text. Because there are some limits on how much information can be placed on those bricks. And so what we need to do on this page, this is going to need some work here. So this page, as well as the granite, there are specific limitations to how much text can be entered. And so those details are identified on a couple of Word documents that are back over on the teamwork page. Those two files are identified as brick order form and granite order form. That's what they're called. The files are called.
So will you send it to me, right?
Yeah, they're there on the teamwork page.
By which name? By which?
They're Word documents. Hang on a second. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So this is going to be really important here, this information that we're going to collect, because, again, it has to follow some specific rules about what can be written on the bricks. So that those, again, like, so for example, I think the clay bricks, I think there's only 4 rows of text and 20 available spaces per row. I believe that's what the Word document says. And then the granite, you have 5 rows of text, but I think you're limited to 14 spaces. So the form that they fill out needs to have those properties.
Great. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, I just opened the order form of granite tiles. Is that the one you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
So in this form having a description, there's a form. So what we need to do, right, once they click on that order here, so the form will download. What happened? Like, I'm trying to understand the point, right? If, let's say, I will click a granite bricks order here. So the product page will be up
right
here, right here.
Right.
Here's
right.
The donate now button. Under the
price. What now? Say that again.
Under the prices, having a button there, donate now.
Yeah, I mean, anything that reads donate now, just, you know, it doesn't need to say donate now. I mean, so what's supposed to happen is the customer, if they want to order a clay brick, then they go to the clay brick or order now button. And then if they click that order now for that clay brick, then a form needs to appear that will allow them to enter the information that they want engraved into the brick. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So the customer needs to be able to enter in text as it would appear on the brick. And so, but, you know, you can't put 1,000 words on a brick, so there's some limitations. So those limitations are what we need to restrict the entry form with. So for the clay brick, and I believe I'm pulling this from memory, the clay brick is 4 rows of text.
Clay brick
spaces or 20 characters.
Clay,
say that again.
Let me open the form for the clay brick. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, 4. Form and a buyer name, phone number, buyer address, and such. Yep.
Okay. I'm not following you. I'm not understanding.
No, I'm saying it's the same form that you're talking about. I just opened the brick order form. So here's the 4 lines: line 1, line 2, line 3, line 4. Then buyer's name, phone number, buyer's address. And
yes. And so yeah, with each one of those, we need whatever's on that Word document. We need the customer to be able to enter that information.
Mm-hmm.
We need an online order form that basically mimics or matches that Word document.
Okay, let's take an example. If I need any brick, clay brick, right? I just come over your site, I click on the order brick, and I click on the order here. The form will be up here. I will go ahead and fill out the form for you. Once I fill out the form, she will notify at your email address that Sam has filled out this form and he wants this. Right, so you will contact that person directly, right? That you have, you get a key or you get a code from the website that you are interested to purchase, or you want 20 bricks or 1 brick or 2 brick or whatever brick I wanted.
Yeah, so what I need is from the website is I need an email. I need an automatically generated email. Once the order is placed, once the customer orders 1 brick or 20 bricks or whatever, I need to get an email that with that information that they've supplied in those forms.
Okay. So will you take a payment on the website, or once you will deliver the product to your clients, then you will get the payment from them directly?
Well, no, they'll need to place the order online, and so we someone was supposed to be integrating that in. I paid for that, several days ago to have access to that shopping cart and the ability to take a payment from PayPal and some credit cards, and so that functionality should already be there. I think Peter was aware of that.
Yes, I do understand.
And so the customer will be able to, you know, put their information in for, you know, 10 bricks, whatever they want, go to the shopping cart, make their purchase, and then, you know, those funds, that payment will be entered in or received into our PayPal account, and then I'll need to get an email notification with all of that information from the customer. But the key thing there, the functionality needs to be, you know, number one, whatever those order forms that are spelled out on the Word documents need to be mimicked with the online order form for both the clay and the granite.
Mm-hmm. I do understand that.
Okay.
Okay, no problem. So what I will do, I will go ahead and create this functionality, right? The forms, online forms, each and everything on the site, right? And definitely I will get back to you for that.
That's fantastic. That's great. But I got a note from this the gentleman that helped me with the merchant accounts, and he asked about you know, receiving a $1 payment, I haven't looked to see if that may be outside of the work you're doing. I don't think that's got anything to do with what you're doing, I'm guessing. Is that right?
When did you receive that, by the way?
He sent me that email, just a moment, and I can tell you. Hang on a second. I'll check my email here real quick. I put you on speaker, so sorry if you can't hear me very well. Let's see. Boy, I'm trying to find it. Just please bear with me for a moment.
And so far, are you looking for more changes? So please do let me know so I can forward to the web production team.
Say that again. I didn't quite understand you.
I'm saying that. What do you want to? What do you want me to make more changes on your site? And
if you've got what I need as far as the order forms go, that's kind of the most important thing at this point.
I got your point, right? I have already forwarded the request to the production team. They are working on it, right? It takes a little time, but for sure I have understand it, right? And definitely I will go ahead and make that form online and everybody can place an order by filling out that form.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. And I'll just I need to run right now, but I can call back tomorrow and speak with you or Peter if he's back.
Uh-huh. Yes, definitely, no problem.
Okay,
you can. And as you mentioned to me, you will be taking care of some of these sections on the site. Please take care of that and
Share
the data so I will update those ones. No problem.
Yeah, and just, you know, I mean, the only other thing is I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to be able to access the site, you know what I mean, to do some of these modifications, these edits.
You don't need to worry about that, right? Once we will go ahead and launch your site, I will provide you the complete access along with the video tutorial, so it will help you out in the future how to make the changes, right? We will provide you the complete video tutorial, so it will be more helpful to make changes. And
okay.
It's very
All
user-friendly.
Right.
It's a very user-friendly thing. Within 5 minutes, mostly, maximum you will get it and you will understand all the things, how to make all the changes.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, and I'll just call you back tomorrow if anything else needs to be edited.
Sure, sir. No problem. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you for your time. Take care.
Thank
man.
You very much. Have a good night. Bye.